Katy Perry.
Britney Spears. The Backstreet Boys. Miley Cyrus and her squeaky chair.
Ethel Merman.
Tom Jones. These are artists you will not hear on the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. Well, there is an exception. You will hear Tom Jones on
You may hear Ethel Merman.
There's no business like show business, like show business, I know.
Female Jiminy Click.
Oh, that's good. Welcome to the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast, where Phil's intros suck, and that's what you're getting today, but that's the last sucking from this episode, because Chris is bringing a song that doesn't suck. Chris, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Philip. How are you?
It's the best day ever. Always is.
That's true. Any day that you're on this side of the sod.
Exactly. Well placed. Not going to get to drill down into the sod these days. You've been through frigid temps, and we've been frigid here. We're just waiting for spring.
Not me. I'm enjoying the cold weather. We're having a thaw at the day of this recording. We're actually having a thaw. It's going to get to 38 today. And then tomorrow it'll go back down to 15.
There you go. Well, better than the negative. So, Chris, first of all, we're a few weeks now into the new year. How are things going?
Very well. Very well. 2025 is off to a roaring start.
Good.
I'm getting a lot of projects done around the house in the wintertime.
You know, we set up this recording, and you had texted me the night before and said, are we still on for tomorrow? Is that too early? I'm like, nope, we're good to go, unless you're going to be too cold to record, because it was cold. And you said, nope, I fixed the heater last weekend.
In December, I traveled to Jamaica. I came home, and I have three floors to my house. I live in an old apartment building, and the middle floor is my bedroom. And I came home, and the heat was not working on the entire floor.
Oh. What floor is Heidi's bedroom?
Same as mine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You said first person.
I thought I had it figured out, and then I actually ended up having to call someone to come and fix the pump on the boiler.
There's something you don't hear very often.
I have a breezeway between my house and the garage, and the breezeway has these like just regular baseboard heaters. They haven't worked since we moved in. And I walked out one day in late December, early January, and you could see your breath inside.
That's never good.
Probably should fix that. So I ended up actually replacing both baseboard heaters and the thermostat, and I didn't even burn the house down.
Nicely done. Yeah, because there's a little wiring involved in that. That's been Electrical 101 here on The Greatest Song You Never Heard. We are going to move on from here.
Thanks for listening to Fix Your House on NPR.
You know, I joked with Shelley the other day, like, we need to start an actual radio station. WTF Radio.
You totally should. For Wine Time Fridays, for those of you whose minds are in the gutter.
Oh, my. Why? How could you not think Wine Time Fridays? WTF. Wine Time Fridays. Wine Time Friends. I don't know what else you could think about that. Anyway, I will let you talk a little bit about what we do on this podcast quickly, and then let's get into today's song.
Absolutely. So the way this podcast works is Phil and I each are lovers of music, connoisseurs, if you will, of music. And I like music that is very obscure, as does Phil typically. He likes mainstream stuff too, but outside of Britney Spears, he's not a big fan of the mainstream. And so we bring a song each week that the other does not know. We assume they don't know. And we will be hearing it and experiencing it for the first time, as you, the listener, will as well. Sometimes we get lyric sheets. Other times we're picking songs that are so obscure that we can't even find the lyrics for them. Today is just such a day.
I am so glad that you added the words of music when you said Phil and I are lovers music. So I was like, yes. There, I didn't know. Oh yes. Of music. Of course.
Music.
Yeah. Last week there are no lyrics. This week there are no lyrics. And sometimes it's okay, because then you actually concentrate on the whole of the song rather than reading through. Anyway. So what do you got?
I'm going to bring you a song that's going to knock your socks off.
I'm not wearing any socks, but.
And it is going to be one of those songs that I think you're going to want to go back and listen to the full album.
Ooh, I love that.
I think so. But I'm not 100% positive. And that's all I'm going to say to like line this up. That's it.
Please welcome Eden Burning.
Sunshine filled my senses. I was only five. The only shadow stealing on my skyline were the ogres of my mind. Day for the day with perfect brilliance, innocence and I was only nine. Life was past me and it thrilled me, tumbling, tumbling through time. For the past, what did you darker? Beckoning, calling my name, forgive me if you can. They gave me eyes that closely watched me. 13 red hot on my face. My wooden folded no longer wrapped me. Set me in an open place. Thinking the choices and decisions. Heavy night in 17. It was supposed to be exciting, open-ended. But excitement was a word that should not have been. Rose-colored past, what did you darken? Beckoning, calling.
Yeah, no, I did like it. I really liked it. I wrote one note down. Syncopicking.
Syncopicking.
Syncopicking. That was a lot of fun. Clearly a live version.
Yes.
I feel like I know this artist. I don't know who it is, but I feel like I know it, and I certainly don't know the name of the song or any of the above on this one.
You really don't know the name of the artist?
I don't.
Were you listening?
I was.
Like, the song literally starts out with "Please welcome," and then they name the band.
I didn't hear that at the beginning. I only heard that time.
That's really funny.
Some like Echo and the Bunnymen or something.
Well, I'll just tell you who the band is since you already heard it. It's Eden Burning is the name of the band.
Got it.
And by the way, when you look up Eden Burning, there's another band called Eden Burning. It's kind of a butt metal band. That's not the one. This is a different band. Eden
Burning. Butt metal.
And this is the live version. And I'll be honest, I've never heard the studio version because the studio version of the song was first released in 1994, only on cassette.
Oh my God.
In their home country, which is not where I live.
Wow. Oh, well, Scotland.
Close. Ireland.
Ireland. Okay.
Ireland.
It was one of the two. That's funny. As a side note, and we played a Tony Gable song, which you panned, but it's because Kenny G played on it. But when Tony was my neighbor and I found out he was a musician, he brought over his first album to me and gave it to me on cassette.
Who was that?
Tony Gable.
Wow.
Tony Gable in 206. Yeah. So cassettes, they had a very strong place in the history of music.
They're making a comeback.
Really?
Billie Eilish's new album was released on cassette. I believe Charlie XCX's new album was released on cassette. So there's a bunch of people who are like listening to Walkmans now. In fact, you can buy a retro Walkman. We were at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City over Christmas, and they were selling Walkmans.
Wow. Wow. That's so funny because I used to clean offices. I had a cleaning company and I used to clean offices. I would just put my Walkman on and play. And then, you know, you get to the end of the tape, you have to turn it over and stick it back in. And it's like I realized how fast I would do an office or not based off of how long I was listening to music.
Phil, did you know, this is something about me you didn't know. Did you know I used to clean offices as well?
I did not know that.
My dad, when I was in middle school, owned a janitorial company, and so we would clean offices two nights a week. I would go with him and clean offices. My favorite was there was a dentist office that we cleaned for a while, and my favorite reason about being at the dentist office, they had those built-in like headphones. In the old days, you could like listen to stuff on different channels.
Right.
The dentist
chair. Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was a Beatles channel, and it was the first time I had ever listened to the Magical Mystery Tour all the way through while vacuuming the dentist office.
So you and my daughter Lindsay have more in common than you think, because her dad was also owner of a janitorial service.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
She would help me clean windows, but not necessarily offices, but yeah.
Yeah, I did two nights a week. In fact, we had there was a big printing company. Do you remember, and this will age both of us, but do you remember when posters from sports people started to become a thing in the 80s where you'd have like an out of context made up scene with a poster person? Like there was a Brian Bosworth poster.
Yeah,
from called The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, from the Costakos brothers.
Yeah. So the company where they printed all those up, that was one of the places that we cleaned on Capitol Hill.
Interesting. So do you know I have a relationship with John Costakos?
No, I did not know that.
John Costakos and myself graduated from West Hale High School in 1979.
Oh, look at that.
And his brother, Talk, he and John went in and actually I cleaned their, this is really funny, I would actually clean their offices, not the production place.
Hmm.
And that was downtown. His dad had a rental car company and it was downtown Seattle. Yep.
Fascinating.
Unbelievable how life goes. But let's talk about this song because this song is really, really good. It is a knee slapper.
It is. Okay. And this album is called, this is a song called There Was a Time, which is the first line of the song, from the band Eden Burning from their 1993 release, Smilingly Home Live. And you won't find out much more than that about this band. You can find out the people who are in it, Charlie Ingram, Charlotte Ayrton, Mike Thompson, Paul Norup. There's a bunch of people in it, but outside of that, you're not going to find a ton on this band. They did four or five albums in the mid-90s in Ireland and rural England, and then just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. But this band was so good and so tight. And this song, or this album, this live album, was the first one I'd ever heard from them. And let me just give you a little taste. There's a song B that we're going to play for you today.
Well, I was going to hope, is there a bonus song? Because I want a little more.
There is. And this will just give you an idea of the talent in this band. And then when we're done, I'll point something out to you. So go ahead and hit song number two. All right, you can fade it out there. But you'll get an idea of what the talent from this band. And I listened to this as I was in high school, or just after high school when this album came out. And I remember thinking to myself, how is this band not huge? They're obviously talented. You can hear the mistakes in there. There's no overdubbing. There's no like performance tracks. They went back and overdubbed. It's just live talent. They're freaking amazing. And every single song on this album is that quality of what we just heard from those two songs. And I have no clue why this band wasn't bigger. They played on a BBC compilation, Live from Leeds is what it was called. And they should have been something, but I don't know if they were too early or if that was at a time when most people weren't into that style of music. I mean, it was during the grunge era, but it seems like the perfect counter to grunge music to have this playing on the radio.
Is there any element of ska in this?
No, you bite your tongue, Philip Anderson.
Ow. Ow, that hurt. There was this, just the syncope, back to syncope picking. It's not a banjo. What is the instrument?
A mandolin.
Mandolin, perfect. So this is really good. And I love the way they changed up tempo on that second song. There was one other thing. Oh, I imagine when they're playing this music, because the drumming is so in sync with the playing, they have to be looking at each other, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would think so. And for people who don't understand, like that syncopation and hitting those dun, dun, ba-da-da-da-ba, ba-da-da-da-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba,
I know.
That's so hard to do as a band because one person being just a fraction of a second off and it sounds terrible.
That's absolutely true. And having played music with a drummer that I highly, highly respect, I would watch him so often because not only did he play how I would play the drums if I knew how to play drums, but I could see his movement coming and I could play within that. It's what is remarkable about music, and what's on the sheet isn't always what's coming out, right? This is good stuff, man. This is a lot of fun.
I had to redeem myself after bringing one of my favorite songs that Phil hated and despised and will forever like mock me for, because there happened to be a steel guitar in there because Phil doesn't understand the importance that steel guitars play in the history of rock music. So I'll leave it at that.
Can I just say, on the episode that you're talking about, I never use the word hate or despise. Unlike the week before that, when the Baby It's Cold Outside, and you actually at the end said, I hate this song.
Listen, I think it's okay to hate songs. You can hate songs.
That's true.
You can hate broccoli. And as my wife would say, you can hate the devil. Outside of that, there's no hate.
Well, broccoli, you're just not cooking it right. That's the thing.
That's true. I don't agree with her on that broccoli piece.
We're going to review real quick. This is Smiling Home Live is what we listened to from Eden Burning off the 19th.
The song is called There Was a Time is the song.
Oh, the album.
The album is Smilingly Home.
Oh, I've got those backwards. Okay, got it.
The band is Eden Burning, and it's from 1993. Now, this song also appears on the album. I have it up here. By the way, if you're a fan of music and you don't know the website Discogs, do yourself a favor. This song also appears on their first cassette from 1990 called Thin Walls.
Perfect. Can I end with a quick story?
You sure can.
Since you did bring up the Costakis Brothers posters with Steve Largen and John Elway and
Brian Bosworth
and Brian Bosworth and Jim Kelly, Shotgun Shelley or Machine Gun Kelly. When John and I went to Madison Junior High, forever, we had a canned food drive every year, and forever the girls always beat the guys. So the last year we were in ninth grade at Madison, and John spearheaded this. We're not going to let the girls beat us this time. And I kid you not, we collected more cans and stored them at John's house in West Seattle. And the morning of, since John's dad had this rental company, he also had a truck, like a container truck. We pulled up in front of Madison rolled open the door and started unloading all these cans on the last day of the drive and smoked the girls.
Wow.
I would be remiss if I didn't share that story because this podcast is also a bit of our legacy, Chris.
Can I share a similar story?
Yes, you can. The listeners are going, oh my God, you guys.
No, this is actually cool. So when I was in high school and I got my license, I was one of the only kids in my church youth group who could drive. And we were doing a canned food drive in our neighborhood around our church, which was in Renton, Washington, which is not a major metropolis. In the Renton Highlands.
That's where the Seahawks practice.
One of the girls in our youth group, her dad was the official optometrist for the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
Your Seattle Mariners.
That's right.
And we were going to do this canned food drive. And we were kind of, I was driving about four or five kids around in my car. And we were stopping at different houses that we knew and knocking on the door. And the girl whose dad was the Mariners optometrist said, did you guys know that Ken Griffey Jr. lives close to us? And I said, no. He was either a rookie or it was his second year. And she goes, let's go to his house. So we stop at Ken Griffey Jr.'s house.
The kid.
And we knock on the door. And his girlfriend answers the door, who's now his wife.
Okay.
She's the one on the commercials, on the Geico commercials.
Yeah.
She comes to the door and she goes, hey, what's going on? And we said, well, we're doing this canned food drive. And the Mariners were getting ready to do a tour, a baseball tour in China at the time. This was in the early 90s. It would have been like 93, I think. 90,
yeah.
90, no, it would have been 91. And either 90 or 91. And so anyway, she says, what are you guys doing? We said, we're doing this canned food drive. And she goes, okay. And she disappears and she comes back and she hands us a single can of soup. And right at that moment, Ken Griffey Jr. comes walking down the stairs. And he goes, what are you guys doing? And she goes, oh, they're doing a canned food drive. And he goes, I'm going to be gone for the next 3 weeks. Hold on. And he literally disappears into the kitchen and comes back with an entire bag full of food.
Oh,
and
good
he hands
for him.
Us his bag and goes, have a great day.
That was before he became super rich and famous, where he had
Correct.
To bring a recliner chair into the dugout.
Correct.
into the clubhouse just to show everybody he's Ken Griffey Jr. But we both love him. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Always
Absolutely.
A Mariner. Well, this has been story time with Chris and Phil, along with a little great music from Ireland from the band Edinburgh.
If you play your cards right on a future episode, I'll tell you about how 8-year-old Chris tried to suck the air out of a window.
Okay.
On a future episode.
And with that, I'm not even, you know where to find us. We'll see you next week or the next time on the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. Suck that air out of the window.